and good morning. Appreciate the introduction from Mott the Hoople or David Bowie, whichever one. This is Josh Engel. Welcome to a Community Voice. It is 8:30 in the morning. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, and I got one of the coolest, youngest dudes in the world, Shane Davis. The founder, president, CEO, executive director. I mean, I give him like six different titles.
Program manager, whatever.
Program manager, development manager. Yeah. That is Shane Davis with West Georgia First Responders. And we are so pleased to have him in the studio today. We got a lot to talk about. Yep. But most importantly, we're going to be covering the partnership that Shane and West Georgia First Responders has recently formed with Maryland Associates for an incredible giveaway. You probably heard some commercials on the Gratiot Communication Station talking about nominating a first responder in need to receive a new HVAC system, courtesy of Maryland Associates. And if you know anything about West Georgia First Responders, you know that they are incredibly busy and they are helping a lot of people. So Shane, why don't we first open with tell us a bit about you and let's talk about the organization.
All right, well, thanks for having me, buddy. I appreciate it. I'll start out just quickly with me. Okay, I'm a local bail bondsman in town and wanted to just start West Georgia First Responders because there was a need and is a need for just a blanket organization to really, you know, help the needs of the local first responders. And I realized there was nothing in town that did that locally or regionally. And so stepped in, created this, and it's just been a whirlwind through the last year. Been awesome. It's picked up steam pretty rapidly, faster than I thought. But we've been able to help a lot of people and take a lot of donations in and get it all out to the people. And luckily, we haven't had to turn anybody away, which I was pumped about.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, being new, I didn't want to – my worst fear, and probably still is always, you thinking, oh, my God, you know, somebody's going to need some help and maybe our funds are low or something. But we've been able to help everybody that's reached out.
That's beautiful, man. Because something that you were telling me about when you first kind of had this idea and started putting this organization together was that there aren't a lot of nonprofits that serve first responders locally. You have, you know, national organizations, but, you know, and again, not to put anyone in a bad light, but if you know anything about the nonprofit world, usually the bigger the organization, the more widespread, the less support the people are actually going to get because so much of that money ends up going to infrastructure and logistics. But when you formed this organization, I mean, it very much was an umbrella to try to help take care of those who risk and sacrifice a lot to take care of us. But I think people need to understand that it's not just, this is something I think sets this organization apart. It's not just police, EMT, and firemen. Right. You actually expanded the title of first responder to mean everyone that is the first on the scene after a disaster to take care of us. Let the listeners know, you know, just all the different professions that you try to look out for.
So, you know, aside from your, you know, what I always speak of as the ones with the siren. Mm. Everybody knows the ones with the siren.
Yeah, the ones with the lights.
Us the first responders. But you got the dispatchers that are involved in that, the ones that get those guys there. You know,
so much emotional trauma they deal with.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, without them, they can't get to where they're going. Security, people who run security agencies, you know, those are in there. The corrections officers, like, the prisons, the Department of Corrections. And we added linemen.
That's amazing.
Which has been a huge one.
People don't realize how dangerous that work is.
No, no. And in a prior life, I used to work for the power company. So I was always with these guys on these hurricanes, especially these days. Everybody knows all the hurricanes and stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, these linemen go, and they're out for weeks at a time, you know. And, you know, when I would be out there with them, you know, the linemen would be in an area, and the traditional first responders are back. Waiting, the linemen are waiting, are telling them when to come in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, because power lines are down.
Yeah, that's
and stuff.
Not a first responder. They're the head of the first responders.
They're when you have situations like that, they're first on the scene.
Yeah. So that's been huge for us. We added that, and we're the only one that does that. There's no other first responding agency that added linemen.
And this, I think, speaks to why the organization has been so effective. Because other nonprofits are watching West Georgia First Responders, like, you know, just grow so fast because you found the need. And you developed a system that can quickly and efficiently serve those in need right here in our own hometown.
Well, it's real simple. You take money in
yep.
and you put money out.
and you put a lot out.
Right.
The more you put out, the more's coming in.
Right. But, you know, it's real easy. You know, a board member, we don't get paid. Well, everybody, it's, you know, we do it because we love it. We want to, you know, serve. But nonprofits in general, like you said, the bigger they get sometimes on a national level, I mean, you do have to have people come in and do some things as far as administrative and stuff like that. But everything that goes in ours goes out. Okay.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. So, it, you know, and I really don't ever want to lose the regional and local flair, because why I did it ultimately was the personal touch.
Yeah.
So I can go in there and sit with the families, check their temperature, tell them my story, you know.
Yeah,
I created this because I'm a Christ follower, and I want to extend the gospel. I want to share the gospel, what we're doing it, whether they believe that or not or whatever. I just want them to know that's where it's coming from for us.
You overcome a lot. I mean, you had a rough life like years and years ago.
Yeah, I had substance abuse issues, you know, a bunch of DUIs. I mean, there's no way I should be where I'm at right now. And there's no way for sure that I should be a bondsman. I mean, you know,
and you're the best in the business.
I used to be, before I owned Best Bonding, I was the preferred customer of Best Bonding when I was younger.
Yeah, you got the card with the clip. You
a freebie this time. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. You got a freebie this time.
Yeah, so, you know.
Rewards member or something.
Right. So, really, when I, you know, got saved, gave my life to Christ, it all changed.
Man, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I like to spread that along, man.
So, you'd been, as a bail bondsman, once you found Christ and your life turned around, you started getting to know a lot of these first responders as a bail bondsman, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, from a good side. Yeah, yeah. Not the one just arresting me. But, you know, I mean, literally, you go down here, and that's what really spurned it, because I was at the jails getting people out, and then COVID hit, and complete disrespect that they were getting, you know, from everybody, really, the understaffing. And that's really what got me going, because at first, when I was going to do a nonprofit, I was going to maybe do something substance abuse, because I'd overcome so much through that process. But everybody's doing it. Not everybody's doing it, but there's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things.
Amen.
So what can I do different, better? Probably nothing.
Sure.
So the COVID hit, and I was like, man, somebody needs to step up for these first responders. And when I did research and found out there wasn't anything locally, I said, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's what I'm doing. So I moved forward on it.
So, you know, so far, and of course, in the next segment, I want to, you know, expand and really kind of lay out some of the services that have been rendered through West Georgia First Responders.
Sure.
And we don't have to name names even, but just like talk about families, local families that have been served. We can maybe talk about numbers.
Yeah, just scenarios. The actual situation.
Of course. But before we do, I got to ask, you know, here you have been, you know, you've been paying people's mortgages, hospital bills. You've been helping get birthday presents stuff for first responders' children. You've been helping do so much to try to, any need that they may have, you've been stepping in and trying to assist them. Now, how, after, you know, what, about 2 years now, a year and a half?
A year, really.
Man, that's a
full year. Yeah, about this time last year is when really the board got completed and the website was up. So I was like legit.
That's when it started.
I was legit where I could go out and try to ask people for donations.
So we could start helping people. So how did it go from that to you partnering with Maryland Associates?
Well, again, I thought, you know, I was just going to be beating the floors, you know, speaking, which I did. You know, you work the circuit, I call it, you know what I mean? And you just go and, you know, everybody that'll listen, I would tell. But really, when you start get one donation, especially a bigger donation, and people start talking about you, it just snowballs.
Yep.
Southwire, I'll put them out there. Thank you, Southwire.
Shout out to Southwire.
Southwire. They were the first company in town to give me money. They gave me $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
They started it, man. They like helped jump it off.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. They found out about me and contacted me, and it was awesome. They gave me a $5,000 donation.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it just snowballed. Other Carroll EMCs give $20,000. I mean, Cowie DeFade EMCs give $10,000. I mean, just these bigger ones started coming in. And, you know, when they see that you're helping people.
Yeah, when they see that almost everything is coming, as much as coming in is going out immediately to help people.
Yeah, especially like the EMCs, like we talked about, when they saw that I'm helping actually their people in line.
Their line.
It was a no-brainer for them. They just, bam, they gave it, you know.
Yeah.
And really it's a security policy, I call it, for them, you know, because they know the money's coming in. 100% of it goes out, so, you know.
Their folks, if they go through something, they have that additional umbrella of protection and service and
an
organization that wants to just help. That's it. No one's making money. No one's getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
It's simply helping the people in need. So so I guess the word spread. And then Merrill heard about it.
Absolutely. They reached out to me and said, hey, they want to do a giveaway for a promotion, which was awesome. I'm pretty sure they're contracted with the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office in Carroll County, Sheriff Langley, they've been huge supporters of me. They've given money. The sheriff's office have given money. Terry's given money. I mean, huge supporters because they know what we do with it. And they have utilized the West Georgia First Responders really how it should be. Like in these things that have come up with, like, you know, Investigator Bristow, you know, bad situations, they've utilized West Georgia First Responders as the official giving platforms because they know the money is going to go to where it needs to go. Yep. So really how they've used West Georgia First Responders is really a template of how the other agencies should use us too. They can, you know, they have a huge need come up, they can call us, say, hey, set up a campaign for this and that, and that way we can partner with all of them in town. And when things like this come up, because then, you know, hey, money's going to this place, one place, you know, it's going out. And so Maryland Associates, I'm sure, heard of, because they're the contractor for them. And they reached out to me, want to do a promotion. I said, oh, that's awesome. So I basically put it out there that we've done some commercials, you know, and, you know, about how what they're going to do is give a free HVAC away before Christmas. They're going to have it installed. So we're taking nominations through our website, and we're going to do a drawing to get down to three. I think it's November 23rd. And then narrow it down to one the beginning of December, and then they'll have it in by Christmas.
And that is a big expense to get to have a heating and air unit installed. And this is for a first responder in need. And that website, so folks can, maybe they're tuning in, they want to go ahead and nominate someone while they're listening to the rest of the program.
It's westgafirst.org.
Westgafirst.org. Go on, click the tab there.
Yeah, right at the top left, it says HVAC promotion or something like that.
Yeah, like giveaway or something.
Giveaway.
Click on that, and then you can enter a first responder in your life in need that could benefit from a new heating and air unit courtesy of Maryland Associates and West Georgia First Responders. Time is 8:42, so we should go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to keep on rocking and rolling with Shane Davis with West Georgia First Responders as we discuss their awesome promotional, their giveaway of a HVAC unit courtesy of Maryland Associates to a first responder in need. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back. Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Time is 8:44, and we're chatting with Shane Davis with West Georgia First Responders. Be sure to share this podcast, the podcast which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com, to your social media. Spread the word about Shane Davis and West Georgia First Responders' partnership with the great and powerful Maryland Associates right here in town, longtime heating and air service that has been serving the West Georgia area for quite some time. They've really stepped up and partnered with Shane and West Georgia First Responders, a nonprofit dedicated to serving first responders in need by creating a HVAC Christmas giveaway to a first responder in need. We spoke a bit about that in the last segment, but we're going to get back to that here in a bit. First, Shane, as we mentioned in the last segment, not a lot of nonprofits are able to accomplish this much this quickly. And you have some nonprofits, I mean, they're all doing incredible work. Some people have like 8 or 9 people on their staff.
Right.
And they still could not be accomplishing as much in such a short amount of time as just you on your own with the board and the officers that you're close with that, you know, they give you advice and that you hang out with. Can we talk a bit about some of the things, maybe numbers, you know, about how many people have already been served in the year that you have been helping people?
Oh, yeah. So, first and foremost, I'd like to say, I mean, we have been blessed. You're right. You know, things that have happened, and it's just like it could just be God, you know. Yeah. So, as we move forward on this, things that we've kind of done just at start, I mean, it could be as simple as giving somebody money for fuel, mm-hmm. especially, you know, the fuel costs are outrageous.
Yeah.
But you get people that are in situations of need, like surgeries or whatever, you know, they're behind the eight ball, you know what I mean? And then they have to go over here.
Traveling to treatments.
Whatever, yeah. So fuel cards, we've done those. We've helped people get their surgeries, you know, kind of take up where the insurance has fallen. And, you know, when I started this, too, I didn't realize how bad insurance was. I mean, I knew it was bad, but I figured, you know, you think first responders, you think, oh, good insurance.
Oh, they're going to have great benefits.
Benefits, because most of them are, you know, state, county, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, they're, you know, those insurance policies ain't like they used to be either.
Mm-mm.
So we've helped people get surgeries, you know, and really kind of meet people where they're at, you know, anything they need. Now, one thing that we've started doing is really – and it's been pretty predominant, is mortgages.
Mm.
Now, we've helped pay people's autos, too, okay? Because we figured, okay, I got to thinking, the two biggest burdens on a family or an individual is your car and your house, usually your biggest payments.
Two things you need, too.
Yeah, you got to work, you know what I mean? Your biggest burdens and the, you know, necessities that you need. So I found out if you can eliminate those or help, you know, alleviate that, then you can allow them to do other things as far as like maybe get it caught up, put back, you know, whatever it is they're doing for their ailment. So I wouldn't say we're exclusively that now, but usually, yes, pretty a 90% chance if they're in need, if you can alleviate that, then it's going to help them get back on their feet. So we've helped a number of people with their either one-time mortgage payment catches up. They've gotten, like say they've had an injury. Mm-hmm. And had to miss more work than they wanted to, catch their mortgage payments up, one-time payments, or went on and just said, hey, we're going to take it for the rest of the year until you get back through your rehab.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like physical therapy. Because what I think, you know, it's not like things are necessarily limited. Because it's a local organization trying to help our local firemen, police, EMT, first responders, military, linemen, military, to assist those persons.
Right.
You know, it's not like there's 50 forms that people have to fill out, like at some national agency.
Right.
Like if someone has an unexpected need, like you've talked to me about assisting the children of first responders.
Absolutely.
Which is huge. Cause imagine they already have a stressful job.
Yeah. And we've done that too. One of the guys, actually one of the first people we helped, there's a camp, Camp Kudzu, I believe that's what it's called. Yeah. And it's for diabetics.
Yeah.
It's a kids camp. And we've paid for that for one of our guys.
Wow.
One of their kids. Yeah, that was one of the first things we did, actually.
That's something that was burdening them in their life, like wanting to be able to provide that.
And go to that camp. And that camp is, you know, everything's built around that, around them. It's something, you know, good for them to go to. And we felt that, you know, it was a good thing for us to do.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have an estimate of how much money has gone out to serve our local West Georgia first responders?
I mean, I can tell you, especially
ballpark,
like,
even.
You know. Well, we've had the campaigns too, like for Investigator Bristow. So when we set those up, you know, we got a pretty good chunk of money from that because it was a specific electronic campaign.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were able to give them like $61,000.
Oh, my Lord. So that's $61,000 that the West Georgia community has.
Just from that one campaign.
Wow.
So if I had to get into the numbers, which I have to probably here in the next month, I mean, I would say a couple $100,000 we've taken in. Yeah, probably this year.
Wow, yeah.
And able to give out.
It's a few $100,000 in 1 year.
In 1 year, which, you know.
And this is all a big testament to how supportive the local companies are. Shout out to Southwire, Maryland Associates, all these other
Carroll County Sheriff's Office, the EMC.
Sheriff Langley, everyone that stepped up and supported. Because, I mean, you have the opportunity for recurring payments. Like folks go on the website, they can make a monthly donation of $10 or whatever.
And that's what I really like to hit here moving forward. Because now, okay, we had a good first year. Well, now you start feeling the stress of, okay, well, how am I going to, you know, build upon that? Do I get, you know, the same donor's going to give? How do I expand that? But I really think if we get those individual donors in, especially within, like, the first responder ranks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we got every police officer and fire person and EMT and every lineman to give $10 a month, to something that they know if they needed it, they could call and say, Shane, hey, I got hurt on, you know, whatever, I'm hurt, whatever. What can you do for us? Knowing it's going to go back. I mean, that's a lot of money.
You were mentioning earlier about how terrible insurance companies are.
Yeah.
You know, like you
shout
pay,
out to the insurance
yeah,
companies.
Yeah, shout out
right?
to the insurance companies. About how, you know, like you'll be paying all these, you'll be paying on this deductible.
Well, it's like, hey, I got a $6,000 surgery or whatever, and the insurance is only covering $1,200.
Great.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. That's really cool. They're like, yeah, well, see, here's the
and
thing.
And then you got the doctors are like, well, you got to have this much before I'll even come in there. And you're like, well, my hand's falling off. Well, I'm sorry. You
sorry, man. That? Yeah, you're at a network. Yeah. You know how many times, like, it drives me crazy. You hear, like, you know, they're like, yeah, we're a pretty good insurance provider, but you got to drive to, like, you know, Amsterdam if you actually want to get some help, because that you're out of network here. Yeah. Like, so many insurance companies, they will hoodoo you. They take the, it's a burden. People are paying into this insurance.
Well, that, and then you realize, too, I didn't realize, you know, you hear about workman's comp and all that. Well, I mean, that's only like 60%.
Wow.
Well, and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I didn't either until you get into it. It's like 60-something percent. So it's like, you know, and then you run into the short-term disability, long-term disability. They're going to put me on light duty, this. Some companies don't do light. I mean, it's just you.
Bypass all of that.
Yeah.
By donating to West Georgia First Responders.
That's right.
Like, that's huge because, I mean, and I can see, like, why first responders would want to be supporting this, because this is themselves and their peers, their brothers and cohort
right.
sisters and that are working yeah. alongside them. And to know that there are no catches like that.
Right.
Like, you know what? If you need this, if you need, you know, to have your car payment paid for a few months because,
yeah.
you know, your
up,
spouse
really,
passed away.
Yeah.
Exactly. Then this is an organization that has the resources, courtesy of the local community and businesses.
Because that's what happens. Once you get down, it just cascading effect of terribleness
it's
happens.
Snowballing.
Bam, it's over with. And what I really didn't really think about either when I started this, even though I knew it, a lot of first responders have second jobs.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, think about it. A lot of police have, you know, security jobs.
Supplement the income.
Every fireman I've ever known has another job. I mean, you know what I mean? Just because they got the on-off kind of deal. Well, when they get down, that doesn't just cut down their main job. That cuts down their secondary job.
Oh, my Lord.
So you're really, in essence, sometimes these first responders are losing two incomes that, you know, you're out.
And West Georgia First Responders has been able to step up to the tune of a couple of $100,000 to serve our deputies, our EMTs, our dispatch, linemen, firemen, people right here in our local community that need that service. Time is at 8:53. Let's go ahead and knock out that last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Shane Davis, director of West Georgia First Responders, as we chat more about their Christmas giveaway of a heating and air unit courtesy of the one and only Maryland Associates, who have stepped up to partner with West Georgia First Responders to provide this HVAC unit to a first responder in our community in need. And we're going to leave you with a bit more information of how you can nominate some first responders in your life for this awesome giveaway and support one of a great organization here in the local community. Again, time is 8:53. We'll be right back. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is November 13th. Speaking with Shane Davis with West Georgia First Responders, the nonprofit dedicated to serving West Georgia first responders in need. That includes firemen, EMT, police, military, first dispatch, linemen, individuals that are serving our community, this is an opportunity to serve them back. And if you haven't caught the rest of the episode, check out the full podcast. Share it to spread awareness, because the organization has already assisted first responders in our local community to the tune of about $200,000. And we're talking about mortgage payments, car payments, fees for their kids to go to camps to try to help them learn more about their recent diabetes diagnosis. Helping pay for gifts for birthdays.
Fuel cards.
Any and everything you can imagine. And of course, today we're chatting about the partnership with Maryland Associates, which we'll wrap up with here in just a second. You mentioned there's been a pretty, you know, everyone knows about the incredible campaign, $50,000+, $60,000+ to Taylor Bristow's family after that tragedy. But there have been another pretty big giveaway recently.
Yeah, we had Kyle Hilton. He works for sheriff's office. He had a house fire.
Oh, Lord.
So we have an ongoing campaign for him that's still out there. So, and when you go to our website, if you go to it says ongoing campaigns, you'll see the ones that we have kind of listed on there. But he's one of them of recent.
So and, y'all have selected him as a project to assist?
Yes, up until probably, you know, through this next month or two. Get him through the holiday season.
So people still have an opportunity to
support. Oh, yeah, it's on there.
Them.
It's active. Yeah, if you can go on there and do it. And we've given out a disbursement already because, you know, they need it.
Of course.
Yeah, they pretty much ain't got nothing. Yeah. You know, with house fires, too, it ain't like, well, did the house get burnt to the ground? No, it didn't get burnt to the ground, but you got smoke damage and everything else.
No clothes.
Yeah, the clothes.
Nothing.
So we went ahead and gave them a disbursement. You know, so anything else that comes in between now and probably the first of the year, we're going to.
Excellent. So go to westgafirst.org for that. Click on the ongoing campaigns. Yep. You can support his family directly.
Yep.
In the 3 minutes we have left, let's one more time. We've hit it a couple of times, but let's hit it one more time. This giveaway with Maryland Associates. How can people nominate first responders in their life to receive this heating and air unit?
So you go to westgafirst.org, and at the top left corner you'll see it. It's HVAC giveaway. You click it, and it'll ask you a few questions. It's pretty, a lot of times it'll even have a place on there where you can, you know, 200 words or less, I think is what it is. Hey, why this person needs to be nominated. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't really have to do that either. Just nominate somebody, a first responder you know in need. It'll come to us. We're going to make a drawing. I'm narrowed down to three people, November 23rd, and then they're going to pick one.
Excellent.
Yeah, in the beginning of December, and then have it in by Christmas.
Wow. And you've already gotten some nominations.
Oh, yeah. We've got about 20.
Excellent.
Yeah, roughly, approximately.
So this is an opportunity to nominate, you know, your family member, your neighbor, your friend that is a first responder to possibly, you know, to possibly win this heating and air unit, courtesy of Maryland Associates.
Yeah. I'm joking. I've had people say, well, that's a good deal. I say, yeah, it is a good deal. And they were like, and I'll joke with them and say, have you ever thought about being a first responder?
Yeah, for real.
You know, put it in. Yeah. Because that's a big deal. That's a big expense.
Major. I mean, I'm genuinely looking down the barrel of needing to get one replaced right now. And I am stressing.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to help a first responder right here that's experiencing something far worse, often have kids. All right. So we got a minute left. One more time, where can folks get more information, not just about this giveaway, to nominate a first responder before November 23rd to possibly be drawn to win a heating and air unit courtesy of Maryland Associates, but one more time, how can folks learn more and support this organization?
Okay, so westgafirst.org, okay? You can go there to support any campaign we have on there, to nominate for this HVAC giveaway, to just give to us, become a donor. I would like to thank the people of West Georgia. You know, without them, I'm not possible. This, you know, we're just a vehicle that's there for to be used just to really shuffle the money around. You know, luckily, we take what we get in from the generosity of the public and give it away, and we just appreciate everything they're doing.
Shane, appreciate you, brother, and thank you to everyone that supports West Georgia First Responders and everyone that tuned in today. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.